my illness was diagnosed. Apparently, I have irritable esophagus syndrome. They call it IES.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, when I'm not on the medication, because I'm currently on it,
you regurgitate.
Yeah, I do. And it's an emotionally based thing.
So when you came in here and barfed all over the place, it's very traumatic to hear it being replayed over
and
over.
It is, because it may bring it up, and I don't want to... Oh, boy.
David, are you okay?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I don't want to, you know, I think I can make it through again 2 hours, so.
David vomited last time he was in the studio, and we carted it up, as they say in the radio business, and we use it from time to time, like every 5 minutes.
Well, now you know why I'll never make a sex tape. I always tell all my honey bunnies that. I don't want to look at my own pimply ass. You know what I'm saying, guys?
What about the rest of us, David? Why should we be robbed of that right?
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? I'm trying to take each moment at a time, you know. When I get in a situation that I think, something may come up, I just take a deep breath, think good thoughts, and I'm onward and upward.
Well, speaking of onward and upward.
Yes.
Right. Oh. Dag is the name of it.
Man, I'm on a hit, finally.
Yeah.
I'm on something that feels good.
Tuesday nights, NBC, 9 o'clock. You and Delta Burke. And who else is in there?
We have Steve Dunham. We have Riyama. Emmy Laybourne. Beautiful Emmy Laybourne. We got the Young Bucks. Comedy. Lauren Tom, who is, she's in the Joy Luck Club.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful Asian woman.
Got a little fortune cookie up in there, too, baby. You know, it's beautiful.
Yeah!
Yeah.
I was asking some guys today, but I want you guys to give me your honest opinion.
Yeah.
What is worse? You know, we're talking about Chinamen last night. A lot of Chinese people don't like that. What is worse, Chinamen to a Chinese person or old-timer? To an elderly person.
Chinaman.
Chinaman worse than old timer?
Chinaman. Oh, yeah. Oriental is worse.
Than Chinaman?
No, Chinaman is worse.
All right. An old timer? Not so bad.
If you call an Asian person a wetback, is that just like, does that...
That confuses them.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, I think old timer should be, you want to tone that down, it would be off the cocker.
Right.
Right. Old timer, no, would you say Chinaman? How about coolie?
Cooley is, now that's black, right?
No, not really. Chinese.
Oh, it's Chinese. Yeah. Mooley is black.
Mooley
is black.
Tutsuni, Bert Toast, you know, that whole thing.
Right. Okay, Mooley's black, Cooley. Yeah, right. And then Mooney is also
Adam Carolla.
Chinese.
Now, what is Carolla?
That's Italian. That's Dago and Waff and Guinea.
Yeah, I got you. And Drew Pinsky, what is that?
Russian.
Oh, my God. Ruski.
You know what? That is such a breakthrough for me. I haven't dealt without chunks coming up. And thank you, Dr. Drew, for hooking me up with that specialist you sent me to. Because I tell you, I was spent the last time I was here.
All right, well, let's plug Jag. Can we do that? Dag.
Wow. Jag, if you wish.
Wow, it's Dag. I play a naval officer. Wait, No, I don't. The Secret Service man, baby.
Right.
Secret Service man.
You dive the wrong way when the president is being attacked. Yes. You get in the doghouse. You end up protecting the president's wife, who's Delta Burke, and hijinks ensue.
Yeah, you know, I was pitching this name for the series called Oopsie Scroodles. But, of course, the bastards at NBC like it, you know.
The suit.
They said it was too black.
Right.
You know, so they made me call it Dag.
And I didn't know till today, I figured it out myself, I was just sitting around, that it was David Alan Greer is Dag. Right. It never dawned on me.
Well, apparently several homosexual middle-aged Caucasian men who seem to dominate the Television Critics Association all figured it out across the country.
They liked it?
We got mixed reviews. We got a couple of good reviews, but I love the show. It's a really good
show. What was your friend's name? The one that you enjoyed so much reviewing your television?
Tom Shales.
Tom Shales is an excellent review. He gave me a wonderful review.
He's a lovely fat homo. He really is.
Tom, you are wonderful.
He really is. One of my favorite fat homos.
You're a god in my eyes.
So Tom gave you a good review. And
I don't know Tom did, but David Biancooley did, who was wonderful.
Asian guy, right, Cooley?
No. Oh, boy.
Now, was...
Adam, are you going to call me? You know,
yes,
I don't know
I am.
If there's
yes.
such...
Yes, I
know,
am.
Because he calls me once, Dr.
Bach,
worse
right?
than a chick. Yeah. He calls up and he goes, right. Hi, David, it's Adam. I'm in my skivvies. I wanted to do some wrestling and then just throwing hands. And I never called him back, and he's just been in a little pouty mood.
To tell you the truth, Drew, David doesn't think I like him for David.
I don't.
You don't?
He thinks, but I don't like anyone for anybody.
That's true.
Well, Adam, why is it when you left a message on my machine, you didn't talk like that? You were like, say, brother, look here. This is Adam all up in the peak. What happened? Yeah, brother, call and let's hook it up.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
to be fair to me, I said, looky here. I didn't say look here.
Looky here,
Holmes. This is as much energy as Adam can muster, though. This is it. He doesn't have a pulse.
All right, we're setting a date, David. We're doing some boxes.
We're setting a date.
All right, so...
And throwing some hands, because Adam Carolla, you're my man.
How are your parents doing?
Oh, they're fine. Sure. You know what? My show debuted last night. This is the black thing. Black people never want to give up the energy to their family. Because I got about 4 calls from relatives. They're like, David, I saw your little piece last night. All right, then. Call you later. Like, no, you know, was it nice? It was all right. I saw you run around.
Doesn't it make you mad when they don't know what to call it?
Like
they go, I saw your skit last night.
Good luck on your presentation with the other guy.
You're like, presentation? What is that? They never want to give you the love, Adam, you know, and we carry that pain. Dr. Drew, we carry
it. He hasn't brought up in a while the fact that he was on cable for a few years and...
Wow.
Family had a big discussion around the dinner table about why they should bother to get to cable.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was a no vote. Yes, my mother actually sat at the table and said, give me one good reason why I should get cable.
That's so...
Two cable shows.
Adam, can we talk to Adam about Adam? Because I think, you know, you take as a man, we take that home to our women. How was my day? Yeah. You're going to get cable now.
No. He just becomes more boring.
Jesus.
Quieter, colder, more boring.
Just becomes some sort of roast. Let's go. Let's go to call.
Hey, forget about my show, Adam. How was your show? Your show here, because then you got your TV show canceled. That is garbage.
That's right.
And I, for one, I think that you all deserve a recount. Go back and count those viewers by hand until you get it right.
You know what's great, Adam?
What is that?
That kind of energy never came out of us as it pertains to this show.
Never. Yeah, you guys were like...
In fact, we didn't even mention it.
Let's do a playback. Hey, guys, you're canceled.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, keep going.
What? What else was the call about?
Right. And Adam's mother called. Adam, sorry you got your little...
No, didn't happen.
She doesn't know.
He didn't get a call when the show was canceled.
Wow.
No, I didn't get a call. But listen, no one in my family knows.
No, you didn't get a call from the producers.
Oh, no, I didn't get called by the producers either.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's all right. I trained him. Mike?
Hello?
You're 25. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, my question was for, I guess, for Drew. I had a hemorrhoid. It was about the size of a grape.
Nice.
Ooh. It was about 4 months ago. I wanted to know if it would need surgery for that.
Excuse me, Mike. Can I just jump in here for a second? Here, guys, please, I'm trying to hold on. I didn't bring my pills with me. Can we stop with the vomiting tapes? Go ahead, Mike. Back to you.
Mike, is it not gone now?
It was 4 months ago, and it went away
The surgeries are for the ones that thrombose or keep coming back. And
what's thrombose?
They clot off and get very painful.
Is that what... Happens to Fred Flintstone's thumb when he hits it.
Yes.
It thrombosis.
No, but that's what a thrombosis might look like. It's Fred Flintstone's thumb after a bowling ball fell on it.
Right.
The size of a grape? Could you sit?
Could they pop out? Yeah. Did it break finally?
No, it just
went away.
No, by itself.
Sure, what happens? They will pop?
Sometimes.
And then what? Come back?
No.
They receive.
Usually it's the swelling and the clot in there that gets all the irritation.
Yeah, it was on the outside.
And they pop back in.
And what causes
it? Mike, did that interrupt your enjoyment of anal sex at all?
No, not at all. I mean...
No, you may have just had something to work around. A speed bump, if you will. All right, Mike.
Now, when he's rimming the old basket down there, does he suck on the knob a little bit there, Mikey?
Oh, is he hanging on the hoop?
Wow.
I think it's what?
Little tongue action.
Ow. Look
now, Mike, if you have lots of hemorrhoids and they become...
No, it wasn't.
One that has gone away, and that's it.
Okay.
Right. Well, do they come back, Dr.
People that have them.
They never go away?
Well, they exacerbate. They come and they go, and they accumulate and get worse as you get older.
Let me ask you.
So it's
through.
Like once a junkie, always a junkie. Mm-hmm. Once you got the piles, you got them, my friend.
You can get those piles.
And, Drew, is it once it pokes through the muscle wall there, does it loosen up? Does it make a path? You know what I mean? Would it be more likely to come through that same area?
No. It's kind of like a bleb on a tire, really. You're going to want to hop out and then protrude out.
Why?
Yeah, but it'd be more likely to come through that spot again if you replace the tube, wouldn't it?
Once it heals, it pretty much. It's just that it's not. I don't think it works really like that. So.
All right.
Why is it some girls can take a licking back there? Nothing ever happens to them. They're just. It's a road well traveled, and God bless them.
What is that?
Why is that? No, I'm serious. Why?
He doesn't know.
I don't know. And you know what precipitates anal pathology and somebody's getting anal sex?
I love that. I'm gonna use that on the line. I'm like, look here, baby. I just want to get into your anal pathology.
What precipitates
anal pathology? Just like mythology. I won't show butt to do the sober strut. If you have a great that hanging out your ear on me. Bring it here.
That's nice. I like that.
Thank you. Brandon, you're 17. You're on with the very talented David Alan Greer.
How you doing, Brandon? How's everything, man?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I was dating this girl about 4 months ago, and she called this guy from my cell phone once while I was with her, and he called me back because he didn't recognize the number, so he called me back on my way home from her house, and he asked me, he's like, what are you doing with my girlfriend? So I thought it was a joke at first. So then, like, we figured out that she was actually dating both of us at the same time.
What's your question?
Oh, and then, well, all that got screwed up, and, like, he almost shot me because of it, and then I broke up with her, didn't talk to her for a while, and then she went to rehab, and I didn't know she went to rehab, and then she just got out of rehab, and now she's in an aftercare facility.
Yeah.
And she called me to tell me that she signed all this stuff.
That's good.
And I still, like, she told me she was doing drugs, like, after I broke up with her.
Right.
And I got mad because I don't do drugs, and I thought that was really bad.
Yeah, well, she's an addict.
How old is she?
She is 15.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You got a handful here, Brandon.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Yes. I say, Mike, you marry this girl. She's a keeper.
And yeah, Brandon, David. Just because she's calling and making amends with you doesn't mean you should necessarily reestablish a relationship. In fact, it's not good for her to be rekindling relationships early in recovery. She needs to focus on her recovery, and that's that.
Yeah.
Especially in this period, because there's that afterglow right after you apologize to everybody.
Pink cloud.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Adam, you know what? I was like, I could have smiled more when we were together before, you know, when I was all juiced up and stuff, when I was sniffing and puffing and stuff. You know, I'm just sorry, man. Can I get a hug? Dr. Drew, I love you, dude, you know, because I think I took a swing at you in church last time I saw you, which was crazy. Can I get a hug, man? Great. Okay. Love you guys.
Yeah, you're feeling good. You're a little inflated, and then the day day-to-day work of sobriety comes after that.
Right.
Right. And then you call them up. It's like, yeah, so long.
The thing is, though, nobody found out that she was doing drugs. She didn't get busted. She told her parents because she figured out that she needed some help.
So yeah, well, let her work on her recovery. She needs at least 6 months of focus on that.
All right. Well, so 6 months is 10 years.
Can I play devil's advocate here? I tell you what, Mikey. Brandon. You tap that ass right about now. They are frisky little rabbits when they get out of that rehab place there.
Yeah.
They're ready to rock.
David knows a little too much about recovery. It's kind of scaring me.
You know, I usually find a recovery place in my neighborhood, stand right near that exit door.
Because what happens is when you take the drugs away from folks,
they got to replace it.
They replace it with other sort of.
I'm telling you what the drug is, gentlemen.
Other affect management strategies. Stealing, sex, shopping, extreme sports, that kind of thing.
Right.
Thrill seeking.
They don't stop until they get enough. God bless them.
Yep. I agree with David.
I'm shuddering. Right
all 15-year-old ex-junkies need a good cornhole.
So that's where he's heading, right?
So down. He's signaling us. Come on.
He went on about the grape.
God.
And then was clairvoyant about the attic paper.
Let me give you a quick take here.
Let me tell you two naysayers something, okay?
They say nothing.
You know, when you're clean and sober like me, I was addicted to regurgitation before I got cured. You see, go ahead and play it, Mr. Man.
Go ahead. Nothing. See here? Nothing.
You're cured.
I am cured.
And horny.
Yeah.
Let me.
Let me ask you something, David. What's up, man?
About the black man for just one second. Here's what I think.
No, brother.
The black man likes the ass. Likes the big ass,
the
like the bulbous
oh,
ass, like
absolutely.
The booty,
absolutely.
Singing about it nonstop.
Absolutely. And now, first of all, let's define that. What we're talking about, to a normal person, that's not a big ass. That is a planet.
Right.
I mean, we're talking huge ass.
Right.
Just huge.
Black guy likes a big ass.
Huge.
But I. But not that.
Too, right?
Yeah, it has to be
bubble.
You got to be able to put a tray of dishes on that booty and it ain't moving. I'm not like that, though. I'm not really a booty guy. I like a girl with a little butt because it's only going to keep growing. So you start small.
That's right.
In my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, David, as a black man.
Yeah.
My take is the black man likes the bulbous ass and the large ass, but not the asshole so much.
Yeah.
Likes the ass, not the hole.
The gluteal muscle.
Whereas the white guy
some
likes the small ass in the hole.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you guys... like that Butuax irised out, so it really looks like, what would I say? You could put a coffee can in there, move it around.
That's right. Use it as a cup holder for
there
a 64 ouncer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
For big, big gulp.
Yeah. You're right about that. You're right about
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
So it's ironic that the black man worships the ass, yet he's revolted by the asshole.
Yeah, doesn't get up in there and work it out.
Which is really the business end of the ass.
Absolutely, my friend.
But if you think about it, it makes a certain degree of sense because the bigger and more bulbous the ass, the farther away you are from the hole.
You got to dig deep.
And the flat ass, the hole is quarter inch from the
crest. Matter of fact, it's like I'm grabbing my butt. Oh, there we go.
Right.
The sphincter becomes the piece that soils the hole.
That's right.
Apparatus. Yes.
Interesting.
Now, Dr. Drew, again, back to anal sex.
I think we've really touched on something important, by the way.
Oh,
let's not just gloss over this.
Can that get stretched out back there?
A little bit. Not that.
Now, he says that with such a knowing look.
Well, the deal is, you can tear. You can cause tearing and fissuring.
What I'm saying, you see the picture I'm painting? Just a little droop. Can that happen?
It could happen as you get older anyway, guys.
Wow.
Here's the deal. It's, you know, there's a lot of things happen with aging that people don't take into consideration when they're young. When they do drugs, when they put things in various orifices.
So you're saying don't date the 55-year-old crankhead, right?
Yeah.
No, I said I said don't have anal sex with her.
That's right. But let me tell you something. A lot of the chicks we talk to on this show, 17, 18, 19, by the time they're 50, are going to have to wear one of those bags that the horses wear when they pull the carriages around Central Park. Just a big dump bucket just strapped to their ass.
I know.
Do they have those, Drew?
No. It just depends.
Oh, okay.
Depends.
I see. Chad?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Not much, dude. I'm just chilling here in Austin, Texas, and my girlfriend just took off. And she went to this party
left,
with her other girlfriend.
Houston this morning.
What's that?
Yeah.
Drew just left Houston
this morning.
Oh, yeah?
That's great, Drew.
In fact, I just heard your show from yesterday.
Great.
The Vertical Horizon.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't have a city yet, but I'm going to get it. So.
All righty. Well, they're not here now, but go ahead.
My girlfriend just left, and she's taking X, and I don't want her to take X, you know, because, she promised she wouldn't take it again, but she's talking about doing it tonight.
Yeah, why does she tell you?
Why did he call?
Yeah, why did you call?
Because we had,
Why did you call?
Well, because I'm asking, what does it do to her? Because she promised she wouldn't take it. And I also have another question.
Well, if she promised she wouldn't take it, why did she tell you she was going to take it tonight?
I don't know.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Doctor, could you tell him what is ecstasy?
I'm pissed off about it.
All right, look, ecstasy, what's your other question?
Okay, well, my other question is that we've been having unprotected sex for like 3 weeks.
Nice.
And she's 16 years old, and I'm 20.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
And, but no, I mean, because we've been going out for 4 months.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes
it better.
We like
each other a lot. I mean, she's actually said she loved me, and I love her, you know?
You are an asshole.
Ooh.
No.
But listen.
She's like Compost is going to come get you.
No, I mean,
she's a minor.
Well, what's your question?
The 11th grade?
So we've been having unprotected sex, and someone's been talking about the shot, getting the shot.
Depo Provera shot, yeah.
And it lasts for like 3 months?
Correct.
How does this work? I mean...
It just suppresses ovulation. You just go to the doctor, get the shot, and go to Planned Parenthood. They can give it to you. In fact, these longer-acting, very effective means of contraception are the reason the teen pregnancy rate is dropping in this country, we think. The statistics suggest that.
Yeah, but Dr. Drew, isn't he jumping around a subject to subject?
Yeah, and the other thing was the ecstasy deal. And ecstasy, I'm sure you've heard me say before, it's a drug that has been shown very clearly to cause damage to the brain, particularly in the area called the limbic system. The serotonin cells will actually drop out.
Oh,
PET scans show absent activity in that area, and you get depression, panic attacks, anxiety, and
not the
memory problems.
You've been doing the same stuff.
No.
What about when you're like fully formed and a little older?
Yeah, your brain is already dried.
And you do X-ray blood stress here?
Yeah, I mean, just
not
social
a good thing. Not a good thing.
What could happen to you, sir?
Just because Pop Daddy gave you some or something?
Depression, panic attacks.
Okay.
Depression, panic attacks. Okay. Oh, boy.
Start vomiting. Start vomiting.
Go, keep talking. Keep talking to you, bastard. Hey, no upchuck here, baby.
David Alan Greer is our guest tonight. We're going to take a little break. Gag's name is new show.
Hit show.
Hit new show.
Say it,
man.
Tuesday night.
Say it, Adam.
Hit show.
Hit show on NBC.
Runaway.
Hit show on NBC.
On a regular channel.
At 9:30.
Isn't that great, too? Now your parents could go, oh, you're on a regular channel. You're on a normal channel. Real? Yes,
it's
my parents. Yes, my parents refer to that on rare occasion when I do end up on a real TV station. Oh, you're on a real station. I can watch that.
But station, not network. I go, Mom, it's on NBC. What channel is that, son?
Yeah. Station.
Is that four? Okay, then, because we're in Detroit.
All right, we'll be back.
Love line. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 this Saturday, November 11th at 7 o'clock at the General Cinema Mall of America 14 for Red Planet, the new Mars-based action-adventure starring Val Kilmer and a robotic dog. You can also join us Saturday, November 18th at the General Cinema Mall of America for the new Jim Carrey Dr. Seuss remake, The Grinch. To win passes to these films, simply email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll draw winners at random. And that's the movie preview.
Hey, teens, what are you doing this Friday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall 15 to 20-year-olds just like you.
And this isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some dork who thinks he knows what your scene is all about.
The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of other teens every Friday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville, and party with one of the coolest DJs in town with free parking and a safe environment. This is the bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. And now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Now what more could you possibly ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033.
Musicians, we know how it is. You need new gear, but your wallet simply isn't cooperating. Well, right now, through special arrangement with some of today's hottest manufacturers, Guitar Center is offering no interest, no payment financing until January of 2002. Premium names like Fender, Yamaha, Music Man, DW, Marshall, JBL, and more. Get the gear you need today. Pay for it in 2002. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Guitar Center, the musician's choice. Do you own a PC? Have you ever dreamt of 24-bit 96K digital recording right in your home? This weekend, the complete Delta 1010 digital audio workstation is just $5.99. That's 60% off. This is just one of the amazing deals during Guitar Center's 72-hour studio super sale. We've stacked and tagged studio gear, mixers, monitors, effects, and more. All price to move. Hamper Studio Apps, just $1.99. ADATS from $9.99. And get no interest, no payment financing till 2002. Guitar Center's 72-hour studio super sale. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN.
I'm Tom Shane, and if your lady has platinum taste, we've got a gift suggestion, a diamond pendant set in platinum for $490. This pendant will go with her platinum diamond wedding band. And if she doesn't yet have a wedding band, it'll make a superb first diamond gift as well. We have two different platinum pendants to choose from at $490, and each has a solitaire diamond. One style has the diamond floating, mysteriously suspended. The second style nestles the diamond in the bottom of a platinum X. A diamond from the Shane Company guarantees your quality, and with either style, your lady will know you went out of your way this Christmas for a personal and special gift for her.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, in Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, weekends till 5. Also available online at ShaneCo.com.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Garbage front woman Shirley Manson may be from Scotland, but she got into America's favorite game of baseball when the Yankees and Mets battled for the World Series. She says in her online diary that she was a little bummed out that the Mets lost to the Yankees, but did admit that the Bronx Bombers deserve to win. Garbage is currently in the studio in Madison, Wisconsin, working on its follow-up to version 2.0. The Zone Files, brought to you by Quest Wireless and Alternative Classics Zone 105.
Hey, this is Ben, overnights on Alternative Classics Zone 105. Now, since you're already up this late, why don't you just hang out all night with me? I'm up after midnight. I've got 20 years of Alternative Classics, 80s flashbacks, and a whole lot of love. Just ask yourself this. Do you really like your job? I mean, do you?
20 years of Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla.
And I'm Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Addiction Medicine. You know, anything you can cause addiction, Adam. Did you know that?
No, I wasn't aware of that, Doctor.
Well, my triplet boys are addicted to seeing me. That's why I always have to go home.
That's a good one.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
You've never been that funny. David Alan Greer is our guest tonight.
Hey, what's up? Dr. Drew, what's going on?
Nothing at all, David.
I was doing both voices. You guys busted me.
You had him. David Allen's got himself a new hit, smash hit series on a network.
Clad out!
9 o'clock Tuesday nights. It's called Dark.
No.
Why did you hate that?
You know, you guys are in much better spirits this visit, guys.
You know why?
Time,
you know why?
Why, bro?
When he has to work, he has hell to live with.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But she hates work.
You didn't get married, did you, Adam?
No. Are we living together, by the way, Drew?
No. We just seem like it.
Oh, we work together.
He was doing that goddamn man show.
Oh, yeah. That's famous.
Is that still on?
No, it was canceled long ago.
No.
Stop it.
How dare you? The man show
Drew,
is still on, yeah.
Adam, let's get into Dr. Drew's little addiction, your work addiction. Now, last time I talked to you, your kids were calling you Uncle Daddy. Because Daddy wasn't home.
That's right.
So how's that going?
Why? I'm going to start crying.
Stop. Are you said you're only working 19 hours a day?
Yeah. Drew's scared not to work because he cannot stand the sound of silence.
I know what you mean.
He likes to hear money jingling. And if he just hears this, if he's left alone with his own thoughts for more than 5 minutes, so
weren't you? You told me you guys were in the car, and it's like, Adam, pull over. There's an attic. I got to go help him.
No, Drew, it's your day off. Are you kidding? When we're in a car, here's how it goes. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, wait.
Again, please.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
That's what every... Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Every voyage in a vehicle without a... That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, what about the six-hour plane flight?
That plane flight, it goes like this. Wait, David, hang on a second. A little bit more.
Blah, 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 blah.
And then that's it. It's silence. And yes, you look over at him, there's that sound, and he has, you know, you remember Gilligan's Island? Lovey would wear those eye shades with the big, he has a pair of those.
Let me do the impression of Adam waking up.
Hey, all you crankhead 15-year-olds, stop screwing your dad.
You screwball.
Oh, you screwing up, you guys, leaving your family.
Adam, are you seeing anyone now?
No.
You got a little honey bunny?
No.
A little piece of cupcake at home? You know what I'm talking about, baby!
How about Dave, what's your situation?
I am seeing someone. It's a little tumultuous, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is where the attic thing came in.
No, that's not what
you got her outside of promises.
Let me say something.
You know me so well. I used to do that, though, because I like the kooky girls, you know. Always got something wrong.
David gets a little freakier every time I see him.
No, this time I think I found it. I think it's best to describe my situation with a song. I think I finally got it right, my friend.
It's also a little turn to musicals.
Stop.
It scares me a
this
little.
This time.
and the love I have may never end. And when I bring her to me, my mom, I hope she makes a home for her. Thank you.
You're gay.
I'm moved.
Let's help the babies. Let's help the children.
That was beautiful.
Take some calls, Adam, man.
Tina?
Mm-hmm.
You're 25.
Yes.
Whatever your question is, please do not inspire David Allen to break into song.
Tina, I'll try not to.
Go ahead.
Tina, talk.
I want to know if use of a vibrator can desensitize a woman and make it harder for her to climb it.
Yeah, it can.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it can.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it can.
No, it can't.
Yeah, can.
Okay. Have you found that it's happened with you, Tina?
I've never been able
to climax
having sex with a man.
Pardon?
I've never been able to climax having sex with a man.
Which is common, especially your age. In
absolutely.
Fact, let's say normal.
A lot of guys just get to the poking.
What about oral sex? Can you have an orgasm?
Either way, I can't. No, I can't.
Not with a partner. Not with a partner. We're utilizing some of your equipment.
Right.
I usually finish up myself.
Nice.
Are they there?
No.
They're not there? You've never done it? Have you ever used your vibrator with your partner? You know, kind of let the brother just lay back and let mama get off, you know what I'm saying? Put on a little show for brother, man. Have you? Have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
You like
that? Yes, I have.
Do you live in the L.A. area?
No.
No, now, that hasn't, has that like helped out a little bit?
Well, after I have sex, it's much easier for me to climax using my toy, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Mm-hmm. The juices are flowing. What about a compromise? Right. What about if the guy shoves the vibrator up his ass and then enters you?
Oh, wow.
That might be a compromise.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you used a vibrator while a guy's inside you?
No.
Try that,
baby. I don't have that type.
No.
I don't have that type.
Type of vibrator.
Well, wait a minute. If you're on all fours and he's like pounding away, you just put that bad boy right on the love button and press that button.
Yo, baby. Woo! Oh, wait a second. You don't have to be on all fours. You can be on your back and put it on your clitoris.
My other question is this.
Can't you? Wait a minute, Tina. What types do you have?
The ones I have aren't the ones that would go in.
Right. Well, that,
no. I said you do it while your partner is inside.
He gets in you, and you isolate the vibrating action on another part.
Right.
Okay. No, I've never tried that.
You see what I'm saying? Now, when you use the vibrator, do you put it in you or do you put it on you?
On.
All right. So you put it on while he's in, and then you have your orgasm.
There you go.
Okay, well,
let me
ask you this.
Can you do that for us, please?
Hold on, here's the question.
I will try that.
Yes, the guy will not mind.
Is it possible for me to have an orgasm and not know it? I have my hood pierced.
Oh, boy.
And since I've had that done,
mm-mm,
I noticed that I will not be doing anything, and I will all of a sudden just be really wet, dripping, things like that. Is it possible for me to have an orgasm and not know it?
No. I think that's an infection. But tell me the thing. Why would you have your hood pierced or your clitoris pierced?
My hood.
Right. On the other hand, that's not a bad place because I get lost down there. And if I had some sort
of marker.
Wanted a little ring with a bell on it.
Yeah.
No, he wanted an arrow.
Eat it, Joe's. It would flash. No, the point is a half inch under the hoop, you know, you've struck gold.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, Drew, knock it off.
That was a close one.
Hey, Tina, here's the plan. You get your boyfriend in you, put the vibrator on you, and I bet you'll have an orgasm.
Yeah, you can't. It's not going to desensitize you.
Do you want to explore why the hoops and...
Yeah, what's up with you?
What do you mean?
Why are you so crazy?
Why do you have to be crazy to have your hood of your vag pierced?
You do.
You do not.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
I know you had yours done in high school, but you were drunk.
You have issues.
Yeah.
What issues do you have, dear?
My first encounter with sex, I was raped.
How old were you?
I don't have a very good opinion of men.
How old were you when you first got raped?
Okay, I'm going to step outside now.
I was 21.
21. Nothing ever happened before, though? Were you physically abused or anything like that?
No.
Was a clitoral piercing part of
No, she said the hood, not the clitoris.
Yeah.
Please.
What kind of doctor is that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, hood, clitoris, all this.
Yeah, we have to take the right hand, the left hand.
Yeah, it's all it's your body.
The deal, though, is that part of your attempt to sort of gain mastery over your feelings about the rape, or is that something you had already, the piercing?
No, I recently wished to get that.
So this could be about the right.
I pierced myself quite a bit.
Oh, so nobody ever raised their hand to you when you were a kid?
No, not really.
Oh, come on.
Why were you a virgin?
Don't
21?
Listen. Don't be bullied by these bastards,
I was
honey.
Religious.
There you go. Stick to your story, honey. Don't let them get it out of you. They used to be L.A. cops.
What were you beaten with? A switch or a Bible?
Neither.
Who beat on you?
My parents.
Yeah.
Oh, there
did
we
you
go.
And Dr. Drew work on the McMartin school case? Because I see a pattern here. Draw a picture, honey. Make a little skeleton, man. What was he doing?
That's right. Is that lamb chop or a penis?
But now, why don't you have a good... I understand you don't have a good opinion of men. Do you only sleep with guys, or are you double dipping, or what's going on?
I've experienced. I'm not preference to women, but I've experienced.
All right, so Tina, basically, here's your life in a nutshell. You come from a very religious family. Your parents were very uptight. They were slightly physically abusive. You were very pious, and you were under their thumb, and then you got raped at 21. It just opened the floodgates, and you started the piercing and the experimentation. You basically went nuts, right? Your vagina went on a rampage.
Sure.
Okay. So what's the deal? It was a physical abuse before you were 21?
A little bit.
Isn't a rape
something happened to her?
Isn't a rape
who raped you?
Yeah, people that are raped usually were victimized before.
My friend's husband.
Oh, ooh. Did you ever bring him to
justice? I'll say no.
No.
In three notes.
No. Never said anything. Why not?
Because I told one person. I told a couple people, and they told me I was lying, and I decided it was easier just.
All right. So Tina, listen. We're going to let you go, but here's the deal. You got bigger issues than the orgasm and the vibrator.
That's what I want to know about.
All right. Well, I told you about that. Use the vibrator while you have some stranger mounting you.
That took 2 seconds.
All right. The other stuff's going to take a little therapy and a little soul searching and all that stuff. Because you want to get a good guy and get married and all that stuff one day, don't you?
Have your relationships been healthy with good guys? Or
no,
what?
No.
Excuse me, Mr. Flappy Lipperton. I think I was talking to a woman here.
Sorry. Flappy Lipperton. That's right.
Flappy Mick Lipperton, I think is what they call it. Hey, Tina, speaking of Mick, that's a good one for an Irish guy. Tina, have you had good relationships with men?
No.
All right. So why don't you do a little work on yourself so you can have that? Don't you want that? Yes,
sure.
You do. Thank you. And I bet you the orgasms will follow.
They will come.
Find a guy, you'll fall in love, you'll get a little healthier.
I just said they will come. The orgasms will come.
That's right.
Man, I feel so great. I've been here for 40 minutes and regurgitation free. I think I'm going to make it to midnight. Very good.
James?
And we thank you.
James, you're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
All right, hurry.
I was watching The Man Show and I was wondering what happened to the fox.
Fox is dead.
He died?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it prostate cancer?
Yeah, I think it was.
Wasn't liver disease, amazing.
No, not from alcohol.
Who was the fox?
He was the jovial man who played the piano and sung dirty songs on the fabulous first season of The Man Show. Second season, he passed away.
That's interesting. Adam never invited me on The Man Show.
We're suing his family because we had a 2-year contract with him.
No. Hey, David wants to be on the trampoline.
Well, I think that someone's avoiding the issue.
Oh, yes. We're going to have David on the third season.
Okay, I don't know if I can fit it in my schedule now that I have my own hit.
This will be in a few weeks.
Okay.
James?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up? What's going on?
I masturbate.
Great.
Shocking.
And when I climax...
Yes.
Sorry, it's like sorry about that. A couple seconds after, I just have this urge to pee.
Yeah, that's an the semen irritates the urethra.
Every guy does that.
A lot of them. It's a more or less degree. So,
that's a common thing.
Dr. Drew, is that similar to the irritable esophagus syndrome?
No.
You blow it out. That's what you do. I mean, that's the way we're set up.
Sometimes it's a little spasm of those muscles that cause the semen to come out, but more often it's actually just an irritation.
But, Drew, is it important to any degree that a man, after he ejaculates, urinates?
No.
I mean, physiologically?
No.
No, it's not good for you. Would it prevent anything? Do you know what I'm saying?
That perhaps you could clear the urethra.
David,
this is a crazy thought. I'm going to tag team on your wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Say, Dr. Drew, I just came a bucket.
you know. And I take a little glass pipette and ram it up the old penile stem.
Mm-hmm.
And I force some water into my bladder.
Literally, that is like saying...
Is that crazy?
That's like saying, now, Adam has a cold. He blows his nose. I shake his hand. I wipe my nose, then go, oh, my God, and try rinsing my nose out to get the virus out of my nose.
So, in other words, I'm on the right track.
Yes, I think he is.
Is that what I'm getting from you?
Right. But true. Wouldn't it be healthy? Let's say our friend David Alan Greer here did have some sex with his partner. He came a bucket. And yet, even though he was done with his orgasm and his bucket, he still had a little fecal matter up in his urethra. Wouldn't he want to urinate and push that out? Wouldn't it be important?
Adam,
so it is healthy, David.
I told you I wanted to do that the last time we were together. And, you told me not to.
I told you I was clean, man. And that if you loved me, you would listen to what I said, give me a beer, and go to bed.
You know, my pet name for Adam over there is Dingleberry. Oh, my goodness.
We will take ourselves a little break, David.
What is it with
Greer's
these breaks? Can't you stay on for more than 37 seconds? There are kids out here that need your help. Caller 5. I'll take it, honey. Put it through. Yeah? Go ahead.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Musicians, we know how it is. You need new gear, but your wallet simply isn't cooperating. Well, right now, through special arrangement with some of today's hottest manufacturers, Guitar Center is offering no interest, no payment financing until January of 2002. Premium names like Fender, Yamaha, Music Man, DW, Marshall, JBL, and more. Get the gear you need today. Pay for it in 2002. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Guitar Center, the musician's choice. Do you own a PC? Have you ever dreamt of 24-bit, 96K digital recording right in your home? This weekend, the complete Delta 1010 digital audio workstation is just $5.99. That's 60% off. This is just one of the amazing deals during Guitar Center's 72-hour studio super sale. We've stacked and tagged studio gear, mixers, monitors, effects, and more. All price a move. Adler Studio S, just $1.99. ADAS from $9.99. And get no interest, no payment financing till 2002. Guitar Center's 72-hour studio super sale. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN.
I'm Brian Oak.
And I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Join us tomorrow morning. We'll have your chance at valuable prizes when we ask you to just answer the question.
Also, I'll have news, weather, and the latest traffic.
Plus, we'll offer our own unique views on the world of popular culture. Wait a minute, Mary. What's funny about this promo?
Absolutely nothing.
Alternative classics. This is Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
We gon' get along, but we don't get along.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. David Alan Greer is our guest tonight. DAG is the name of the show. Big hit.
Big,
real
big,
network.
Juicy, fat, zany, knobby, uncircumcised hit. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tuesday night, 9 o'clock.
9:30, you bastard.
Uh-oh. No, it was 9.
Guys, stand up right now. Dr. Drew, Adam, stand up. Now, come on. I want you all to put your hands over your head and go, go, go. Go! Go! Love line rules! Love line rules! Okay, sit down. Take a deep breath and let's take some calls. Guys, do you feel energized?
Yes, I do.
That was a little Richard Simmons moment there.
Laura?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, my first question is for Dr. Drew. I am 8 months pregnant right now, and I'm just wondering if after I have the baby and I'm breastfeeding, if I am able to take birth control.
Yeah, you can. And to some extent, birth control is its own natural birth control. But you still could get pregnant. So, yeah, women do normally get on the pill within a month or so.
You don't get a pass on that.
Birth it control doesn't affect the baby?
No, I'm sorry. Breastfeeding is its own birth control.
No, you said birth control is its own birth control.
That's how tired I am.
You're 8 months pregnant?
Yeah, I am.
And
are you horny all the time?
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
But wait a minute. Because I love the pregnant girls.
And he's into that.
I do. Were you recently in rehab?
What? No.
Oh, damn.
And that's one of God's great mischievous acts, is to make the very pregnant women very...
But this was even before I was pregnant. I mean, it's been for, like, since I was, like, a teenager.
I see. And I mean, and does your husband...
But has it increased, though?
Well, it's, I'm not married, but, yeah, it's majorly increased.
Isn't that hormonal? Is that hormonal?
Some of it is just the passive congestion in that area. I think swell up down there. Yeah.
But let me ask you something, because weren't you telling me that in the third trimester, when you get to the banging, isn't it true that the baby can actually be born with a knot right on his head? Because you're banging him in there, you know?
So. Yeah. Depending on how he's positioned.
Ow, 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 ow!
If I'm actually not having, like, intercourse while I'm pregnant because the husband, my fiancé is not around.
Is what?
He's not here at the moment.
Right.
He hasn't been here for the whole pregnancy.
Nice. When's he getting paroled?
That was funny. That was funny.
Let me say something. I'll tell you why I don't like David Andre. He's really... David Alan Greer is really the only guest that's funnier than I am. I rarely admit this, but he really has a lot of fun.
The Insane Clown Posse is pretty funny.
Hey, oh, yeah,
that guy
than I am,
the Insane Clown Posse. And they're from Detroit, too.
That's
what right. What up?
Dick.
Insane Clown Posse! Woo!
Hold on. Anderson just mentioned Andy Dick. So, anyway.
Okay,
and Bobcat Goldthwait. Okay, so here's my point. I don't resent David Allen so much anymore. No, listen. I'm funnier than Bobcat and David Allen. But not Violent J.
Violent J. Was he,
and not
was
David
he
Allen
real
career.
When he was talking about when he was crazy and they had to send him away and all that stuff?
Oh, you are an asshole.
Oh, I love that dude. Can I meet him? I wanted to come down to the studio, but I thought that would be like a punk move. Because I wanted to check him out. He was wild.
Yeah. He's crazy. Play a little of that, Violent J.
The only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up.
That was pretty good.
Oh,
fuck that up.
Oh my God.
Hey, play that again. I'm a little scared, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You should be more than a little scared.
Be very afraid.
Oh, be a lot scared.
I was watching Public Access one night. And it was Insane Clown Posse, and they were doing a porno movie or something.
Oh my God!
Like they were like,
are you sure
that's
just one of those wrestler guys that are on Public Access?
Nah, man. And it was Colin and his horny friends, or you know,
right.
The dude. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And they were like on the porno set, and Insane Clown Posse were tag teaming this girl.
Nice. What kind of crap do you watch, David?
I watch everything, man.
You know what?
I have really a lot of trouble sleeping. Can you recommend something that?
No. Dude, he is bipolar.
I think I am, man, because I get juiced up. You know, and I'm like, I can't sleep. I stay up till like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, he's deep. Awesome.
Why is it bipolar? Everything, you try and diagnose everything, Dr. Drew. You don't ever experience people.
Yeah, you're getting angry.
Yeah. You know, your wife goes, morning, a little on edge, maybe PMS.
Yeah, just like the parents.
So it's not called PMS, more. It's premenstrual dysphoric disorder now.
Yeah, now what does that mean?
PMDD.
It means PMS. What does that mean? Man.
Hold on. Let's get back to Laura.
Thanks, Graham. Sorry.
Laura?
She's masturbating.
I see. So your husband's not around. Your fiancé is not around. Where is he?
Well, he's in jail.
Oh, I knew
thank
it.
You. And when does he get out?
He doesn't get out till next year sometime.
I see. And did you get pregnant via a conjugal visit?
Yeah, before he got...
Before he went in.
Yeah.
Laura, how old are you?
I haven't had sex with anybody else or done anything with anybody else. I've, you know, but it's just really been really bad lately that I've really wanted to. Right.
What's in the jar for, baby?
Just for some stuff that happened a long time ago.
Really? And what kind of stuff?
I see.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff? Why are you covering for him? I mean, we don't know who you are.
I know. I'm just, you know, it's really nothing important. I mean,
it's important enough.
Shaming,
to
shaming, yeah, it's shaming to acknowledge what it really
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. What did he do?
Well, he was involved in with some friends, and he was there, and they had a gun.
And they had a gun. What'd they do with the gun?
They pointed it at somebody and asked them for, you know, for stuff or whatever.
Okay, that's called robbery.
Oh, robbery. Yes.
Right. Is your last name Denial, Laura? Get your fingers out of your twatty and listen up, honey. Get your life together. What the hell's going on here? He was with some friends. They had a gun. They pointed it at somebody. That's robbery.
See, this all happened though before I was with him.
I see. Right.
And
I see.
Also, therefore, you said, I'll take the robber in the corner, impregnate me.
I did. I did cure him. Honestly, he has completely made a turnaround.
Even
before he was in jail.
In jail, he's knitting and getting cornholed.
That's right. He found Jesus and saltpeter.
He found me. That's what he found.
Right.
Laura, how old are you?
Laura.
How old are you, Laura?
I'm 10 years old.
Laura,
let me ask you something.
To do.
How long have you been blind, deaf, and dumb? I can't take it, Adam.
David's disgusted with the two of you. You and your infant.
You guys all know if a woman can turn you around, you would damn well go ahead and do it. You know damn well.
Laura, let me assure you that there's no such relationship.
And let me explain
something. Hold up, Mr. Naysayer. What Laura here is talking about is a pill. And it contains a drug called L-O-V-E. But you wouldn't know anything about that, Mr. Cynical. Would you, Dr. Man?
Yeah.
Because your medicine, you can't manufacture that, can you? You witch doctor.
I thought you were withdrew.
I thought you were sickened.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah, sir.
Listen, we don't need turning around.
I know. I'm not saying.
All right, but listen.
Hey, Adam, we like to turn those girls around, don't we?
Yes, we do. Come here. High five on the cornhole, and
look out.
Listen, Laura.
Yeah.
When the guy gets out, just promise me this. If he's a good daddy and a good husband and all that stuff, fine. But if he starts getting in trouble again, you get away from him.
When he does.
When he does. Okay.
Quickie, baby. Woo!
Okay.
You know what? Please don't play back my voice to me because that is really upsetting.
Yeah,
that's
too.
Really upsetting.
I'd like to hear Laura's description of arson. He made a flame, and then he put the flame down, and then this place that has a roof on it, and then it made more flames that were bigger.
Oh, like he was with these guys who had a match, and they threw it on this homeless guy, and somehow gasoline wasn't on. He got busted.
We'll be back.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating. Addictive. Intimate. Inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing. Exclusively at Deja's Room, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
The following ad wasn't tested for effectiveness. It wasn't tested in front of consumers in rooms with two-way mirrors. We don't even mention our name in the first 7 seconds. Oh, by the way, we're Dish Network Digital Satellite TV. We didn't feel the need to test this ad because we're about to use a word you can't ignore. Free. I'll pause while you veer your car back onto the highway. Free as in now you can get a Dish 500 digital satellite TV system. Free after $199 rebate with 1 year programming commitment of at least $39.98 a month. And now basic professional installation is free too. You've probably heard the word free used in tandem with car wash or smoked cheese, but we're using it with a digital satellite TV system with more channels and more movies. We realize this ad isn't entertaining, but we guarantee it'll get the job done. Call 1-888-399-DISH and make this ad impactful, effective, and efficacious. Dish Network. How would you like your TV?
Available at Sears and other fine retailers. Cancellation penalties and other restrictions apply. Offer expires 7/31/2000. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice.
At Spence Diamonds, you'll use microscopes, proportion analyzers, and other tools of the diamond trade. These instruments measure the cut, color, and clarity of your diamond. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, we use this equipment to show you how to compare diamonds. Because without the proper tools, you can't make a rational decision about which diamond to buy or where to buy it. At Spence Diamonds, you'll see how well cut your diamond is by using a proportion scope. You'll see the color of your diamond using a diamond light and its clarity by using a microscope. At Spence Diamonds, we know we offer the best diamond value. And you'll know that too once you see just how easy it is to understand diamonds. If you're shopping for an engagement ring or an anniversary diamond, check us out at SpenceDiamonds.com, then drop by one of our stores in Roseville or Bloomington and let our tools of the trade take the guesswork out of your decision.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station. Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classes. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone. 105.
Zone 105. KZN on Lakeville. KZNB Cambridge. KZNB Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
You're on with Ultra Hot David Alan Greer. Serve Dag.
Boy, guys, I just want to warn you, Dr. Drew, my medication is,
I can see,
kind of worn off.
We got to check levels.
It's white knuckle time, guys, because I made it that first hour. I'm just trying to make it to
Okay.
Midnight without having an accident. So let's power through and take some calls.
Okay. You up to it?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, it'll help me, though. Just don't, I think you were talking, you know, about, you know, what last time, and kind of triggered the whole lot.
Vomiting?
I don't even want to repeat it, because, you know, then that's going to start.
All right, I'm sorry. We do a radio show, people.
Right, it was about your personal hygiene.
My boyfriend had such a huge schlong that he scrambled my inner.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Just breathe.
Okay, David, you stay. If you feel like you got to do something, you just turn over. Just turn to the right there. Okay, so you can miss the console there. Brett?
Yes.
You're 21.
Yes.
What's up?
What's going on?
What do you want?
Well, two of my female friends and I kind of engage in a threesome tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we all work in the same place, and we were talking about it.
Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we came home, and we're drinking, and... one thing led to another.
Mm-hmm. Where do you work?
We work in a restaurant.
Shocking. There's
Did you pop both of them, or were they doing a little show for you, and what?
There was a little switching back and forth.
All right. Did they seem to enjoy it?
I think we all had a good time.
How does that work? What do you do with the other chick when you're busy with one of them?
Well, one kind of, I guess, would take care of the other.
I see.
I talk a lot when I'm doing one. I'm just going, God, you're so cute. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
So, well, I guess the problem now is you don't really know where to go from now.
What do you mean?
Wait,
life?
You got to add a fourth.
All have relationships on the side.
On the side?
It's a secret, man. Wait a minute. What do you have to do?
Let me explain something, Brett. This is the relationship there that's on the side.
Get a house. Move in with these two heifers.
But we all work together.
I see.
We'll have to go to work tomorrow, and it's going to be strange.
It's going to be weird.
Can you refrain from getting on the PA system and announcing it to everyone else at work?
I think we can handle
that. Do they have boyfriends?
Yes, they do.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Where is she?
She's at work right now.
Nice.
Fantastic.
All right, this is a good move. Let's do some role playing. Adam,
yeah.
I'm going to play this young man going to work today. This is, I'm going to be a bad doobie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm at work. Dude, I just boned two chicks, man. You're right across there. Hey, baby. They were, like, doing each other's, man. I was, like, him and stuff. And, like, it was awesome.
And my coworker?
Yeah, man.
Hey, bro.
Show my finger, man. Show my finger. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
There's just one hand. Give me the other one.
Yeah. I did a video, man. I recorded it. Awesome!
Hey, dude, just not as good as your night, but I took a leak in the freezer before I locked up.
Yeah. Scene. Okay, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that, okay? Keep a secret.
Yes. Although it's going to be hard not to talk.
Wow.
I mean, listen, when I was 20...
breaking up with his girlfriend. So this is the direction he's going.
I was 21. I jacked off twice in one night. I rented out billboards. I couldn't imagine. If I was with two women, I would have brought that up. I don't give a... We could have been at a funeral.
He's already talking to us. He doesn't even know us.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, see, it doesn't seem like he has a problem.
Dr. Rula.
Yeah, he needs to get out of that relationship. He's in the thought of it.
Why? Why? Do you feel guilty?
Oh, let me tell you something. Brett?
Do you feel guilty about this?
Oh, no.
No.
Well, so what's the problem? Well, what's the problem, dude?
Well, the girls, they just don't know what to do.
Hey, Brett, how does it work with the orgasm when you're with two women? You know what I mean?
What's it happen? What do you do?
No, I mean, do you save yourself for one, or is it just kind of random?
No.
Is the other one offended?
Both have it.
You let them both have it.
Yeah, you kind of the pull out, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I like you. I like
and where was the other one? She was within range?
She was very within range. Just like a little plop here, a little skeet there. Skeet, 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 skeet everywhere. Everybody, skeet, skeet. That's how you do your three songs with me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It gets eerie when it takes on a sort of kindergarten theme.
Oh.
With the threesome, yeah. It's haunting, yeah.
But all right, it's not just the threesome, it's the whole weird...
So a little
body fluids there.
Side of ranch for both of them, huh? Very nice. That's very democratic of you.
Oh, Adam, I know a lot of stuff, but I just want to make sure you know.
David Allen Greer, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
The subject that kind of triggered my whole attack last time.
Oh, the ranch.
Well, you were talking about...
Where's Rance? Where's Rance?
No, you were talking about hygiene, about his personal hygiene, cleaning areas.
He didn't have
areas.
He has not. He went
stop,
on the
stop,
other...
Stop.
No, wait a
stop
minute.
It right there.
Mm-hmm. Hi there.
Okay.
He went on the other night about...
Number two.
Was that what you're talking about?
Boy,
yeah.
Go.
Yeah, I was saying this, David, and back me up on this one, if you could.
Mouth's getting watery.
Sometimes... You wipe your ass.
Oh, boy.
And it's as if the toilet paper never touched your coolie. I mean, you literally could blow your nose with the same stuff you wiped your ass with. There's nothing there. Nothing there. It's like, hey, did I just take a dump or what? There's nothing on the toilet paper. But then there's other times.
Adam, I think.
Oh, God, love you. There's other times.
Adam, I can't.
There's other times.
Drew, get out of the room.
When you... And you never stop wiping. You never stop. And there's actually more on the paper the second time you wipe than there was the first time. And you can't figure it out.
I can't.
Now I've gone through a roll, and I'm onto the hand towels, and I'm this close to the goddamn curtains because it still has not mopped up what is down there. It is like the Puget Sound down there. Do you understand? I found a seagull floating in the toilet with the dead. Bette Midler came in and cleaned an otter off. Set it free again.
Adam, please stop. Oh, I'm so sorry, Dr. Drew. Please, can I get a mop?
Drew, it is literally like trying to sop up a 32-ounce can. Beef stew. It's like sop. How does projectile bowel syndrome work? Where it actually hits the underside of the lid. You know what I'm saying? Where it doesn't go down. It goes up. It goes up. You actually have a rooster tail of dookie coming out of you.
Here's an example, though. In the men's room right now.
It looks like a ski boat going through a swamp.
Adam, I want to apologize. I think I hit bottom.
Are you okay, David?
It's called a dry heat now.
You all right?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Drew. I've gone through the paper. I've gone through the curtain. I've gone through the hand towel.
The anus squirting device.
I had to wipe myself with I had to use bunny slippers. You understand? I was so... Anderson, really, my goddamn mic on?
Adam, stop.
Are you okay?
Oh, okay, guys.
You all right?
Doctor, you're going to get a Red Bull, I think.
Yeah.
Let me just have some Red Bull. That always makes my...
Then I got up off the toilet.
Yeah.
And I went and watched...
I watched TV, and I felt a little more.
What is that?
And I thought, my God, I must be bleeding, because this cannot be. This cannot be more fecal matter. It just cannot be, because... But sure enough, as God is my witness, I looked down at my underpants. It was like a Rorschach test.
I was doing so well, Dr. Drew.
I know. It's okay. You'll be right there.
I'm crying and vomiting. Oh.
It's been a good night.
Yeah.
Do you have a change of clothes?
Yeah, well, I've changed too.
You're right.
Oh, I'm okay. That was just... Can I get Kleenex, please? I just want
Okay, big one. Yeah. It'll be all right. Kleenex.
Speaking of Kleenex, I went through a whole box of Kleenex. Adam,
please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's take a call.
Yeah. You okay?
A few of our...
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm all right.
I'm sorry. Was I getting into something that was upsetting,
know.
David?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. Melissa?
I'm 18.
So sorry.
You're 18, Melissa. What's up there?
Melissa.
Melissa.
She's been sort of expelled.
All right, let's see. Speaking of expel.
Poland.
Please, Adam.
You're going to have to guess?
No, I'm just saying. Okay.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Just call her name Poland.
Oh, boy. Don't even tell them what we just did here. Oh, that's for real. I'm getting electrocuted.
Oh, my God.
Can you get electrocuted on your own vomit? Gosh. What? You know what, guys? I want to apologize because I didn't think I should have had chili tonight.
No.
It
all looks like chili when it comes back. It's all right.
Yeah.
Doctor, please.
Huh? And Drew, the burning sensation you get down there, is that from the spicy food or is that just...
Thank you so
from
much.
The
That's Jenny Wyman,
orchid.
My beautiful publicist. Thanks, Jenny, PLPR.
She's wonderful.
Oh, let me just... You guys go ahead. I just need
you're
to...
Okay.
Yeah.
Colin?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Don't forget the table.
I'm just going to get some...
Colin, what's up there?
Oh, first I got to say, David, you are the funniest guy I think I've ever...
By the way, David, thanks for blowing your nose and then wiping the table.
Thanks a lot. You know what? Germs are good, Dr. Drew. They rule the world. They were here before we were born.
They were indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay? You know, germs aren't going to kill you.
Probably a mitochondria or bacteria at one time.
Okay.
What's up there, Colin? Yeah.
Well, I'm about to join the Army. I got a call like a week ago,
mm-hmm.
and I figured I'll go for it since I was in ROTC when I was in high school, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this friend, and he got me started smoking weed, about a year ago. Uh-oh. And I think the last time he did it was like a month and a half ago, and he told me that I had to take a physical. It's like an all-out physical on Monday, and I want to know how long it takes for the weed to go through your system.
There we go. If you are a regular pot smoker, it could take a couple of weeks, but if you're just smoking once a month, it's gone. It's gone in a few days.
Back to the ecstasy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, Colin. Have fun killing people.
Back to the ecstasy, Dr.
Yeah.
Say you're a little older gentleman.
You know,
you take the ecstasy now and then.
Are you very focused on this?
Would it kill you?
No, it will not kill you.
What would it do to you?
It makes it funny.
Absolutely.
Come on.
It really helps with your brain chemistry.
And like, how would that manifest itself? Does it
memory,
have anything,
memory problems?
Have anything to do with vomiting?
Oh, yeah, of course. Panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
I am so scared. Boy.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, now, what kind of anxiety? Because I do suffer anxiety.
No kidding.
Problems. Sometimes I do.
That way.
I do.
Yeah. Just throw that on the ground like it.
I do. Obsessive thoughts, too.
Yes,
Dr.
yes.
So I go over and over. And I'm telling
I
you right
that
now.
That's shocking, but yes.
If you said something to me, any indiscretion.
You'd be obsessing about it for weeks.
Absolutely. And I will see you a month from now, and I'd go, thanks a lot. And walk away, and I'd be like, really, I feel really good. I told him. You'd have no idea.
Oh, man. Well, he's going to obsess about this for a month.
You know, the FCC calling. Would you put David Allen Greer on the line, please?
No, but I would obsess about it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I'd just come up and I'd go, you know, on October 30th in 1988, you really upset me. When
no,
you
well, we know that you sort of... Well, he sort of... Right? David replays for us the show he'd been on just prior to the coming in here.
Right, and I don't even remember it.
Yeah, he's got the whole thing replayed for us.
I do. And to the woman in my life, I apologize so much.
Yeah, you should.
It takes a special lady.
Yeah.
to keep up with me. But let me tell you something. The kooky people are always the most fun. I tell you. You catch me on one of my good days, sunshine all day long.
I'd like to do that sometime.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have my good day, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Hey, let's take some calls. Now that I got past my old vomiting thing, I got it out. It's not going to come back. You know, my tank's empty now.
Mm. You're good? Alex?
Yeah?
You're 17.
I am indeed.
What is up?
Nothing much. Adderall, how the hell are you?
Good.
Excellent. I have a confession to make. I actually I made up my question, fellas.
All right, good. What's going on?
I'm terribly sorry.
You are an asshole.
What's going on?
Thank you. Thank you, Violent J.
I'm sorry. First of all, I mean, the real reason I wanted to call is just to say hi to Adam Carolla. I mean, it's a pleasure just to speak to you, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
Can we cut this homo off and try and help some people that are sick?
Alex,
it's ridiculous.
Alex, anything else? Just you want to say hi to Adam?
That's pretty much it.
Whatever.
It was a waste of a call. I feel sorry for your screener. I deceived her.
That's all right, Alex. And by the way, he prefers to be called queer, not
hold
homo.
On. Sorry, Jenny,
Alex.
Jenny, you are so wonderful. Jenny, please go home. That's my wonderful publicist. She works too hard.
She's a dynamite lady.
You look too long. Shannon?
Yes?
You're
how are you, Shannon?
Okay.
What's going on, baby?
Well, I don't know. I'm having a problem. I'm dating this guy.
Yeah.
And, he's got like a very strange shaped penis.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
And
like Lincoln's head?
No.
Does it curve?
Yeah.
Right.
Whoa.
My sister kind of described it.
Wait a minute. How would your sister know what the homeboy joint looks like?
Well, I didn't show her, obviously, but...
She seemed to know, strangely.
Well, I talked to her about it.
And how did she describe it?
Bonzo's nose.
Well, whose?
Bonzo from the Muppets.
Right.
The nose.
Yeah. Now, sometimes if it curves...
Because this way it goes...
Does it curve up or down?
Down.
Damn,
that's bad. That's bad for the girls. Sometimes if it has a little dip at the end, that's pretty good for you girly girls. So
yeah, I use it as a hook.
What's up? Is it really pronounced or just...
Well, we haven't had sex yet.
Mm-hmm.
We've only been dating for 3 months, and normally, you know, I'm pretty, you know, horny, and so it's like...
Yeah.
Now, apparently you ain't been that horny 3 months.
How bent is it?
It's significant.
If he got on top of you and really got in deep, would it poke out your ass?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah.
Is he self-conscious about it, or did he just plop it out on the table and say, look at
that? No, we were fooling around, and, you know, I grabbed to pull it out.
Right.
And, you know, and then I grabbed again, thinking that was fine. And when I went to straighten it, it wasn't going to straighten.
Yeah. Word to the ladies, if something's bent, don't try and straighten it out, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Leave that to the professionals.
Right.
Hey, Shannon?
Yeah.
Now, Drew tells me that the vagina is curved that way.
Let's see the picture.
I thought it was up.
I got to show David. No, it's down.
Let me, apparently, ladies and gentlemen, Adam and Dr. Drew here have what I like to call the old street guide for the Twinkie hole. Here.
That's right.
Well, let's see.
Now, Drew,
we're going to take a peek down Main Street here.
Okay. That's right.
Holy cow! Look at that thing.
Back this way towards the
But wait a minute. But wouldn't it be better if it went up?
Why? It's all going this way.
But that's true. But still, if she's lying, you want a straight entry. You don't want it curving.
Yeah, but it's going. We're talking about going in the direction of the canal
towards the neck. Most penises curve up though. Not many go down.
I don't want you looking at this.
Right, let me see this.
Jenny, I don't want my publicist looking at me.
I see. And so what are you saying, Drew?
I'm saying that, it's going
where's the hole?
Way. It's right there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going that way, going towards Mecca here.
So hold on there, Drew. Let's break this down for the people.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a cross-section
of the love box,
the Twinkie hole.
Yeah.
Now, you're saying the man sword.
He's lying down her back here.
There you go.
Right.
Boom.
The floor there.
Right. Right.
Now, bringing things up a little bit, then her.
Show me a tipped uterus.
Probably flip back this way.
Uh-huh. And you've got to go gentle with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you brothers do. I never get that.
Well, my sword is straight and true, my friend.
Yeah. My dagger is straight.
There you go. My love, my pipe, my stick, my wand, my big boy. You know what I'm talking about, Dr. Drew. My love stick.
Is there pressure as a black man to have a large penis? You know what I mean?
You know what? I don't feel that pressure. No. I mean, you know, everybody's the same. Everybody's the same. What the hell was that?
Did he answer your question?
People don't really believe in the myth.
Here's what I'm saying.
Do women? Yes, they do. You girls really, there's two Caucasian young women here I'm looking at, will remain nameless. Do you
believe you, that black men have larger units, larger packages.
Yes, yes, yes.
One's nodding.
Like a dark guy with a very big willy. Right.
Yeah. Do you have you slept with guys of color? But you just believe that? Why? Why would you believe that if you don't
know? I'll tell you why, David.
Your friends told you?
They watch pornos.
I'll explain why. Couple reasons. Twofold.
What a black man.
First off,
he's a little bit bigger.
Black erections that I've seen in my life have come via porn. And they don't let a black guy in with a small dork.
Well.
You understand?
I hear you, baby.
The whole thing about porn is like,
right.
If we got to have a black guy, he better be big.
There you go.
Otherwise, it's going to be disappointing to the white viewing audience. You understand? Secondly, the reason the black penis looks bigger is because it's dark. Just like bodybuilders.
Okay, now
they work out, they lie out in the sun. Shows definition. Right? You got an albino guy with his shirt off, he looks fat. You got a black guy with his shirt off, he looks defined. So the black penis can actually look bigger, even when it's not.
But don't you think, isn't that just a myth, you know?
No, but don't talk to him. Listen to me, David. You got a Chinese guy, and you got a black guy.
Hold it right there. Have you ever seen Japanese porn? Homie.
Small?
It looks like a little pinky.
That's what I'm saying.
And they talk a lot of stuff. You know, the Japanese are like, you know, and it's like,
right.
Little hummingbird.
So my point is if a lady hooks up with a Chinese guy and drops his pants, and it's the exact same size as the black man's penis she's with a week later, she's excited to see it on the Chinese guy. But if the black guy has the same size one, she's disappointed. That's pressure, my friend.
It is.
And that's what
I've
got to live with.
Well, I've never had a problem, you know. I'm like every other American, slightly above average. That's all. That's all I claim to be. You know, but they did have that HBO special on the male member.
Yeah.
And they had one dude who was great. This black dude, he was talking about his piece, and he was like, you know, a lot of times I don't like to pull it out because, you know, I can hurt you with it. What do you mean? I'm serious. I can do damage. Rip blood vessels, you know. Cause physical pain. Like, I don't need anything like that. You know what I mean? Who wants that? You don't want flesh ripping.
No.
Action.
No.
Well, Adam.
No.
You want something to fit.
Serious.
One of my good friends, Anka Radakovic, expert,
said,
every woman, girls back me up, you want something that fits, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, that's right.
Not too big, not too small. You just want that, like,
right.
What are you hanging out with Anka for?
She's a good friend. She's like everybody else. She just wants love, you know.
She's a very good girl.
She's hard to find.
She's got a script.
Especially when you're, when you're a sex writer, because there are expectations there, too.
Right. Let me tell you, for a chick to be a sex expert, here's all she has to do. Admit to sleeping with a bunch of guys and dye her hair some weird color and be pissed off at her parents.
Oh.
She becomes a sex expert. It's very easy for a woman to do this.
You know, Dr. True.
We're going to take ourselves a little break.
It's homecoming time. We're all broken teacups. Homecoming time. Love the broken heart in you. Be back in a minute. Yeah. Love Life.
Thank you.
Love Life. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Musicians, we know how it is. You need new gear, but your wallet simply isn't cooperating. Well, right now, through special arrangement with some of today's hottest manufacturers, Guitar Center is offering no interest, no payment financing until January of 2002. Premium names like Fender, Yamaha, Music Man, DW, Marshall, JBL, and more. Get the gear you need today. Pay for it in 2002. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Guitar Center, the musician's choice. Do you own a PC? Have you ever dreamt of 24-bit 96K digital recording right in your home? This weekend, the complete Delta 1010 digital audio workstation is just $5.99. That's 60% off. This is just one of the amazing deals during Guitar Center's 72-hour studio super sale. We've stacked and tagged studio gear, mixers, monitors, effects, and more. All price a move. Panther Studio Apps, just $1.99. ADATS from $9.99. And get no interest, no payment financing till 2002. Guitar Center's 72-hour studio super sale. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN.
With holidays coming up, it's time for family and friends to get together. At Black Hawk Liquors, they would like to help you have the best possible holidays by giving you great deals on your favorite wines and spirits. At Black Hawk Liquor, they offer a selection of great domestic and imported wines to make any occasion great. Some of the great deals include a buy one bottle, second bottle half price, great deal on big names like Turning Leaf Reserve, Forest Glen, Fetzer, and Behringer Founders Estate. Don't forget to stock up on your favorite beers at Blackhawk. They have everyday low prices on beers like Heineken 12-pack bottles for $10.99, Wartsteiner, St. Pauli Girl, and Grolsch 12-pack bottles $9.99. Or they offer great deals on domestic beers. Just go to this station's website and link on to Blackhawk Liquors for more details. Blackhawk Liquors is located in Egan on the corner of 35E and Disney Road. Or call 651-686-4612 for directions. Blackhawk Liquors. No sales, just great deals every day.
Boy, howdy. 8 long years, man. Time flies when you're having fun, yeah. Might be a good time to clean out the old desk for Al or George W. or Pee Wee Frickin' Herman for all I care. I just want to get a nut. Hey, here's something for the Presidential Library from Sex World. It's the February issue of Cherry Poppin' Mamas. Ooh, boy, yeah. Hope got some videos here, too, from Sex World. Look, backdoor stuff. Oh, baby. Jeez, this girl reminds me of the American people when she bends over like that. Oh, here's my favorite, a strap-on vibrator. Check this out. I'll flip it over my head and do my Richard Nixon impersonation. Check it out. Heart of not a crock. The chicks dig that gang. Oh, here we got some condoms and some lube. And, oh, man, a whole drawer full of whips and chains. I feel your pain.
Nice. This election year, cast your vote for Sex World. Because if you're going to get screwed, you may as well enjoy it. Sex World, 241 Washington Avenue North, downtown Minneapolis.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right. How dare you make fun of my two favorite celebrities, David Alan Grier and Ron Jeremy.
I love the fact that David's black is off.
There we go.
I'm not bipolar. But can I get your home number? Because I really want to call you one night at 4 in the morning.
Dr. Drew's me, David.
Shut up!
I'm having a spell.
We've got about 35 minutes, and I want to help some babies. Let's kill some kids.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Put the funky stuff.
Bridget?
Hi.
You're 15. What's up?
About 3 weeks ago, I had unprotected sex with this guy who's had sex with a lot of people. He's a raver and does, like, a lot of drugs. I'm sure you know how those guys are.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it. Dr. Drew, wasn't I telling you about those guys, the friends of mine, the ravers?
Yeah, you and your friends.
Crazy.
Your
behavior,
Go ahead, Bridget.
And I'm afraid of STDs and stuff like that.
And
but
of a pregnancy? Yep, all the good.
Well, not pregnancy, because I just had my period, but I'm just wondering, I don't know, about getting tested, because my mom doesn't know I'm sexually active, of course. I mean, I'm 15.
Why don't you go to your doctor or Planned Parenthood or anywhere? Go to Planned Parenthood.
Confidential after 14.
They won't even tell you the results.
Yeah.
That'd be my policy if I ran a clinic.
She sounds so
private, we don't even tell you the results.
You really do. She's like, you know.
Yeah. Just really go one of those clinics, all right?
Remember, if you use your insurance, though, an EOB might get sent to your parents and get the benefits. You got to watch out for that.
All right. Boy. What? Yes, Bridget?
Oh, I was going to say, and my friend's now interested in him, and, you know, he's interested in her. I don't really know how to tell her that, you know, he's dirty or something.
Well,
why can't you tell her that?
Because she's into him.
Yeah.
Bridget's into him.
You're into him, right, Bridget?
No, my friend.
Why not? Why'd you sleep with him if you don't like him?
I used to like him.
Right. That was a whole 3 weeks ago. This is the new
Dr. Drew, I want to meet a girl like Bridget, but who's 35. You know, that you can just go like, I met this guy, and like we had sex and stuff, and he's like an actor.
And he's really dirty.
Yeah, and he got me down here in my stinky spot and stuff, and he's on TV and stuff, and like my friend likes him, but I don't like him anymore.
And he was like really funny on TV and like on Living Color and DAG and stuff, but he got all weird and serious.
Yeah, and he just kept
stuff flapping his gibber jabber. He talks really fast for like hours at a time, and then like for days he's just almost comatose. Uh oh.
He cried right before he came. And then he called his mom and Detroit.
Yeah.
And then he started yelling at
him. I do, yeah. 35-year-old chicks are like, what does this mean? What does this mean? We're talking, what does this mean? Where's this lady?
He did this remake of Hogan's Heroes
right,
or something.
Sing, sing.
Oh, you bastard.
I'm sorry.
Brandon.
Take it out in the clubs.
What's up, Brandon?
All right, man.
You know, Adam got some skills.
Hey, Brandon's talking to you.
Oh,
yeah,
quiet, please. Brandon's talking. He's got a problem. That's why he's walking. He's on the radio. He's calling Dr. Drew. Adam, help Adam, help Adam, help him. He needs your help. No!
Adam, I can see it now. Oh. Loveline, the musical.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
David Allen Greer's most challenging role ever. As the nappy-haired Adam Carolla.
Somebody pick up the phone. Oops, we have another caller. Wait 5 minutes, I'll be back soon.
Nappy dance numbers.
That's right.
Alert says.
Yeah, and the big song.
Huge range.
Love line. Love line. We have lines for love. And love lines. Love lines. Love lines.
And soon to the Pantages Theater.
Love line.
Jeffrey Lyons calls it a puckish satire. Crime. David Allen Greer is Adam Carolla.
Hello, can I take your call? Ooh, it's 10:35. Who's next? Bridget, you're 19. Having unprotected sex. Hooray, dear Bridget.
Andrew Lloyd Webber will write it. He'll pen it. I can see it now.
Run, don't walk to the theater.
Dr. Drew.
All right, okay. Don't cry for me, all you screwballs.
Roy Scheider puts in a Tony caliber performance as Dr. Drew
in the searing dramatic scene.
You call yourself a doctor? I called you, I needed help. And you laughed at me.
Brandon, what's the deal?
Hey, what's up to David?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm a big fan of the In Living Color.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks.
And I'm trying to get out to California, and I'm just wondering, I want to become an actor, actually.
Right.
And, you know, I look at your work, and I look at a lot of people on In Living Color. I'm a really big Jim Carrey fan.
Right.
In fact, you were on Rosie O'Donnell the other day, right?
I was. I saw Jim over there, man.
Excuse me?
He was on there. Jim was on the show with me.
Well, you were on the same show with him.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know who you are now?
Yeah, we can't. Let's talk a little bit. Let me ask you something.
Hey, Laura,
excuse me, fellas. Jim, can I jump in here?
Right.
Yeah.
Is this a sexual question?
No, come on.
Cut him off. There are people in need.
You just did a 20-minute dance number. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I did that to reach out for the kids out there.
All right. I understand.
For the sexually dysfunctional. Go ahead. Continue, my friend.
I'm just wondering, what's the best way to break into business? Nobody ever...
Where are you at? What city do you live in?
I live in New Baltimore. It's out by Mount Clemens.
I tell you what you do. I tell you what you do.
What state?
That's Michigan.
Yeah.
It's Michigan. I'm from Detroit.
Sorry.
Here's what you do. Any community... You guys have a theater. You probably have a theater company doing corny shows, corny plays. If you're in school, you start there. You start in your church group, any place.
How do they prevent from getting sucked into that vortex?
I've taken classes with, like, at Second City and, you know.
That's a good place. Go to Chicago. It's a great place. They have a lot of theater companies.
Right.
Chicago's a wonderful city.
How do they break out of that into something more substantial?
You got to come to L.A. and got to come to New York.
And what do they do?
Oral sex.
Get the pavement, baby. You get the pavement. You know, most people don't go about acting
porn,
like... Beg your pardon?
You got to start in porn, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Really not everyone has to follow David's path.
No.
Wow.
But he was saying,
hold on. Let's pump the brakes there, mister.
Finish what you're saying.
I'm saying you can act where you're at. Pound the pavement. Pound the pavement. I was saying that most people don't go about acting like it's an 8-hour job, meaning you work 9 to 5. You're in class. You're hitting the pavement. You're trying to meet people. You go about it like it is a business.
You know, and I'm not saying eventually it'll pay off because it's not a democracy, but hopefully you'll get into something. Someone notices you, passes your name on.
But, David.
You blow a couple people.
Don't you find, seriously, most people spend more time strategizing about
absolutely.
Their career
absolutely.
Than they should just go do it. Just do it.
Do
just
it.
Own your craft.
Do
and
it.
And if you're any good, it'll work out.
Absolutely.
But don't try to work out a plan and fool people.
No, and don't be the 35-year-old in acting class going, I had a breakthrough in the mirror exercise, Adam. I followed Jerome. Remember, I told you about Jerome. The right. whole exercise today.
Jerome.
I don't want to be that guy.
Right. Now, let's all get in a circle and lift an imaginary sewer cover.
That's kind of weird
heavy.
Acting,
it's heavy. Yeah. It weighs a lot. Slowly. Mm-hmm. Slowly. Mark. Yeah. Mark, you're over your head. Everyone's at their knees.
Gwyneth Paltrow, my dream girl, my Gwyneth. My Gwyneth. I love you, Gwynny. She never took an acting class in her life. And let me tell you something else, Mr. Naysayer. Judy Garland never owned a house. Did you guys know that? American Tragedy.
It blew away, didn't it?
American Tragedy.
Didn't Judy Garland sound?
Yeah, Mickey Rooney told that story on the great David Letterman show. Yeah. Judy never owned a house.
He's a gem, that Mickey Rooney.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
You're 19. What's up?
Elaine, how you doing, baby?
I'm fine. I have a bit of like a big, gigantic dilemma.
What's up?
About 2 months ago now, I got off of these birth control pills because they weren't, like, making me regular.
Right.
And I got onto these new ones, like, where I was supposed to do a Sunday start.
Yeah.
Well, the night before, I had sex with this guy.
Oh, boy.
And it's like I just met him that night, and I had sex with him. And I was supposed to start my pills that Sunday, so I started them anyway.
Well, wait a minute. Elaine, be fair to yourself, honey. You met him in the early evening, and didn't let him get on top.
I talked to him for about 3 hours.
What time did you meet him?
I met him like around 10:30 at night.
Oh, okay.
And you let him get in your drawers after 3 hours of chitty chat.
He's really nice.
Dr. Drew, where can I meet these women at?
I don't know. That usually never happens. I'm not like that at all.
You never do that at all?
No.
Was it good? Was the sexual experience good?
Yes, it was very good.
A lot of times that hookup, you know, the booty call doesn't always work out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you make sparks with him, and I made sparks with him, and like it made it good.
I hear you. I hear you. Did you let him tap that ass once or twice, or did you just hit it once?
No, we're still having sex.
You are? You're having sex right now as we speak?
No, not right now.
I'm on the phone. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm busy.
All right, so now what's the problem?
Well, also, I've been taking some acne medication.
Right.
And
which one?
Let's see, it is doxycycline.
Okay, right.
And I've been taking that, and I don't know if I'm getting either side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Because they also told me when I started taking this medicine that it could cancel out the effect of my pills.
It sure could.
Yeah. I think chicks with zits put out more.
That's nice.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of zits.
But enough to put out, right?
But you've got some concerns here, Elaine. You missed your pills, you had sex before you were protected, and you're on doxycycline, all of which can make the contraceptions ineffective.
Sure, quiet. You're going to wake David out.
I'm looking for any little signs because I already had one, so I already have one kid.
Great. You better get a pregnancy test. And why don't you...
Count if I've had my period? Like, I've had my period twice already.
That was a miscarriage.
Hey, Dr. Drew, let me ask you a question. I once dated this girl who wouldn't get on the pill.
Yeah.
And I said, well, get on the pill. She got on the pill, and she went crazy. Like, it affected her moods. And
yeah,
stuff.
Sure can. But women, they're kind of on the edge.
I like the nutty nut. I like the nutty nutty.
And so you put a little biology in there, a little pharmacology in there.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I tell you what, they are system. Firecrackers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God bless the mentally ill, Dr. Drew.
The
girls my dating pool.
You date are so chemically imbalanced.
They're not.
Or
they're
precariously
not.
Balanced chemically.
I joke. I do joke.
A little too much salt
that was in
the celery will send them over the top.
That was in the past. I'm with someone now who's very special.
Special
very
lady.
Wonderful, very wonderful. She's with me, hey man.
Yeah. Do you introduce her as your lady friend?
I introduce her as my gash, and she's always lipping off. Hey, that's no way to introduce your mom. You know.
Wait, we're going to break.
No, we're not. I want to talk to Alex. Alex?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yeah.
Did you finish with Elaine, by the way?
Yeah, kind of. Just that she's not adequately protected is the message. He's used a condom.
Alex, what's your problem?
I have, like, these really huge pimples on my tool.
No, you
no,
don't.
No, you don't. How old are you, Alex?
I'm 17.
When you're 12.
What year were you born?
Come on, 83.
All right. What month?
July.
I see, but that's his real birthday.
We got a fake caller.
Yeah.
Drew, trace the call, because I'm getting in the four-wheel. I'm going over there and kicking some butt. Come on, trace it. Trace it. Keep talking, Alan.
I really want to, guys, if you could, like, help me.
You have some carbuckles on.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you take, like, acne medication for it.
No. Do you have any, you have just, like, one or two of these things, or you have multiple?
Use a fake.
There's like one.
Yeah, you get these carbuckles, basically.
Listen, anything that adds width to my penis, I leave it be.
Yeah.
I don't lance it.
If you pop it, does it have a head on it?
Usually they do, but you can ask him. Alex, does the pus come out if they rupture?
Just the stuff comes out of it.
What's with your nose? You just have a bad cold, or what's going on here?
Yeah.
You have asthma too, or anything like that?
Yeah, I just have a bad cold.
Adam, let me ask you a question. This is David Alan Greer. You're not Alex.
Yeah.
You're not snorting that goofy dust, are you, son?
No.
Speak up.
No, I'm not. I
want to hear your voice, boy.
No,
and stay away from that goofy dust, because it makes you goofy, Alex.
Be careful with those carbuckles, or they can really get infected.
There you go.
Like,
I'm a drum major for the Reseda band, and...
A what major?
He's a drum major.
Of the leader of the Reseda band.
Well, of the Reseda band? And your name is Alex?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I know you, man. Wait a minute.
You know this guy?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But it's like when I'm trying to lead the band.
Right. Yeah, your penis gets in the way?
A lot.
Yeah, all right.
It bangs on the drum?
It's an idiot.
Yeah.
Good night.
You know he was right.
Why did you want to talk? You didn't know that was bogus?
I couldn't tell.
David Alan Greer is bipolar, and he does his show twice a year.
I am not bipolar.
I'm defending you. The point is he knew.
He knew. You're right.
I am not bipolar. My girlfriends are not mentally ill.
I'm always humbled in the presence of greatness.
David Allen, he has a seventh grade education. He's been
it's
doing
ninth
coke
grade.
For the last 15 years, and he knew. It was a fake call.
I did. I'm humble.
Let's get back to the Love Line of Musical. That was great. Did you guys record that? Because I can't repeat it. I'm like a gypsy that way.
We're going to take ourselves a little
break. No more breaks. Come back. Come on. Right, next call. Put the next line. Call through in, honey.
We'll be right back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hey, teens. What are you doing this Friday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall 15 to 20-year-olds just like you. And this isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some dork who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of other teens every Friday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville, and party with one of the coolest DJs in town with free parking and a safe environment. This is the bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. And now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Now what more could you possibly ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033.
Zone 105 Music.
Blending the lost decade with the last decade. 20 years of alternative classics.
Yeah.
On 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. Yeah, it is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. David Alan Greer is our guest tonight. Star of Gag. That stands for David Alan Greer.
It does.
Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock.
9:30, man. 9:30. What is up with you, dude?
I thought it was.
You know what I used to hate when you guys did the speed round?
Lightning round.
Don't do that.
I hate that, good. Too.
Don't do that. And there's some... I need to talk to you, Adam.
Yeah.
There's sometimes when, Adam, you go on these rants...
Oh,
that
they're weak.
They're weak, man. I know. And you know when they're weak. And you can tell when Adam is like...
He starts pushing.
He's in his like Lenny Bruce mode. And one of your boys is at home giving you pounds. Like, dude, when you talking about hubcaps for 22 minutes, dude. Oh, dude. It was all that, dude.
That's as opposed to singing the musical version of Love Line, which people will be moved to tears by.
David, first off, I have two things.
Oh, you bastard. Hold on, Adam.
Was that a song?
You really hurt me.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm sorry.
You really hurt me.
Well, he's very defensive. He defends me. He's protective.
I'm trying. I have my bro here.
Listen, I'd like to defend myself on my long jags.
This is
going to
be
nowhere.
A long jag. Oh,
this will be an ironic long jag around about a jag. Nobody tells me they're good or interesting. I don't have any homeboys at home that are kissing my ass. Everyone says they're long and arduous.
And they suck.
Thank you.
Just don't ever be a parent, because if your son comes home late, look out.
Oh, my God.
Sit down! What do you want here?
Now he'll be begging for a timeout.
Holly?
Dad, I got you the belt. Please beat me. Anything. Just shut up.
Hold on, Holly. Howie or Holly?
Holly.
It's Oli.
Oli.
Oli, that's a beautiful name. How old are you?
13.
What's up, Oli?
I want to know if it's possible to be, like, on and off of depression.
Yeah, especially at your age, people can feel bad and not so bad. How bad do you feel when you're feeling bad?
Like, I'll be, like, in my room all day, and I'll be, like, crying, or I just won't want to do anything.
How often does that happen?
Well, right now, it's been happening a lot.
How often?
Maybe about twice a week.
Do you have anything good to be depressed about?
Well, about 2 years ago, my grandma died.
Yeah.
After that, I was, like, kind of, like, I don't know, I was suicidal. And
but it's got something more than that.
Like,
is there depression in your family somewhere?
She didn't leave you anything? It's got to be more than that.
Depression in your family?
Yeah, she left me something.
I see.
Well, we had, like, mental illness in our family.
Yeah.
What kind of mental illness?
I don't really know.
Do you have any older sisters? Are they dating?
No, I don't have an older sister.
Oh, okay, darn. You guys take this call.
But are they, it's possible that maybe you inherited a genetic potential for depression.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that having grown up around parents with mental illness that sort of sets you up for this. So it's a situation where there seems to be more than just grieving over the loss of someone. And right. Indeed, after 6 months, the grieving
should be excluded. What should you do? How about if you just listen to that Footloose song every time you feel bad?
Which song is that? Which one are you talking about?
Now I gotta cut loose.
Yeah.
Footloose. Kick off your Sunday shoes. Jeez, Louie. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. Do they allow dancing in your school?
In my school, yeah.
Wow. I saw that movie.
You ought to get evaluated to see if maybe some medication might help you out.
Speaking of medication, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have some? I need some sleeping pills, and I need some medication.
I swear to God, between the two of you.
No, I'm saying the truth, because I have sleep deficits.
Yeah, so does this guy.
Yeah,
I don't sleep, and then I have to work. And here's what it is. I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I get anxiety because I count my hours. Because I know that I have a 14-hour day, and I'm like, okay, if I don't... it's 10 o'clock. I got to be up at 6 now. Yeah. Oh, now I can't. And then that makes me not sleep more.
Yes.
Right.
So I need some beans, brother. Something that mixes well with vodka, hold on, and gin.
Yeah.
I don't drink. I don't drink at all. So, but, sleeping pill.
Sebastian,
25. Like 72. Sebastian.
David Allen Greer, what's up?
What's up, Sebastian?
Dude, I enjoyed DAG so much, and I wanted to tell you that guy that was co-starring the white boy on the B-team.
Absolutely. Steve Dunham.
Fine looking in that secret.
You're gay.
Let's tell you.
Sebastian, you gay?
Well, I'm known here at Rocky Horror in Tucson as the world's favorite bisexual.
Wow.
Really?
What world's favorite?
Steve Dunham is a straight shooter, my friend, but he is an actor who came in audition.
That's my problem. I'm only attracted to guys I can't have, generally only straight guys, so.
Right, I hear you.
Right.
Hey, a lot of you gay guys like that. You like, what is it in the gay world when all the gay guys, they want to turn out the straightest guy in America, like, I'm sleeping with Jerry Falwell, I swear I am. He's sexy.
Well, Jerry doesn't do anything for me, but hey, I have a favor.
What?
If I told you I was rolling a tape right now, would you sing something for my voicemail?
No. Next caller.
Oh, come on, please. Oh.
Next caller, we're helping people tonight.
David doesn't like the buys, he told me during the break.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, man. Were you in the Glam Slam?
Oh, yeah.
Take care of yourself. All right. Where are we going here, Drew?
I'm just looking here.
Oh, I see. Just browsing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Talk
there
to
you go. That's fine.
Yolanda?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, well, I finally broke out, like, this weekend and went out. I don't go out a whole lot because, I don't know, I don't have sex a whole lot with, different people. I'm kind of, like, quiet.
Yeah.
And,
you had sex with somebody this weekend?
Yeah.
And
what's going on?
Was it a hookup, a one-night booty call? What's going on?
Yeah. That's how I like to do it.
Right. Was alcohol involved? Was alcohol involved?
Oh yeah.
You get loosened up?
Yeah.
All right, what's the question?
Heroin was involved, too.
Now I'm like, itching real bad.
Down there?
Itching, right. What did he do to you, baby? Did he put his nasty stick in you?
Oh, everywhere. I mean, God, it was crazy.
Hey, Yolanda.
Well, hold on. Let me get this number now. Hold on.
Are you a drug addict?
No,
don't do drugs?
Well,
Yolanda's still drinking? Okay.
Listen, burning.
I drink occasionally.
Yolanda, burning, sure. Itching, and discharge.
No, it just itches. I mean.
Okay, well, that's... Do you use a condom? Do you remember?
Oh, of course.
Oh, wait, no, I don't believe that. No. Of course.
Right.
This is an STD.
Actually, we use quite a few.
Really? How many do you use, baby?
About six.
Six?
No, she said six.
Whatever, Yolanda, it's a sexually transmitted disease, okay? You got to get checked out right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
sure.
Well, that's terrible. You know, you hold back and you wait and then
hey,
you go
baby,
out.
That's it. But you know, an anonymous booty call, that's what happens. Yeah, You roll the dice.
Jesus Christ.
Yolanda.
Christy?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Quick question for David.
Yes, I just wanted to know if he was ever shy when he started acting.
Ever?
I'm not like this when you get to know me. I'm like, I'm really like, honestly,
no,
when I go home, I'm definitely I'm like a policeman.
He's more boring than Adam is.
No, I'm not boring, Dr. Drew, but I'm not like crazy guy. Like at home, if I come home, you're my little surf Betty and stuff. Like, honey, what'd you do tonight?
Right.
Well, that's bipolar.
Stop it. Yeah, I was a class clown. When I was in school, I was a class clown.
Right. Longing for the attention you never got from his parents.
Right.
Oh, stop.
Too wrapped up in their own career.
You know, what is normal for you two knuckleheads, huh? Is there such a thing?
No.
No, of course not,
no.
Dr. Drew.
No. But it ain't you, baby.
Dr. Drew. Yeah, well, I'm normal, okay? There's people out there who love me, and they love me for who and what I am.
That's right.
And every time you talk about me,
you dance real fast. Hey, man, I'm sorry.
I come here every time. I push you.
I'm just kidding.
You just beat me up. And it hurts.
You want to go for a jacuzzi or something after the show?
No! Stop it! Adam.
Unless I know a little out of the way place, we can be left alone.
Stop! Adam, I'm serious. Stop it. Dr. Drew, can I have some sleeping pills, maybe some Dilaudid, Valium, 25 mil?
God, nothing works. I thought I was going to get some drugs out of him.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Musicians, we know how it is. You need new gear, but your wallet simply isn't cooperating. Well, right now, through special arrangement with some of today's hottest manufacturers, the Guitar Center is offering no interest, no payment financing until January of 2002. Premium names like Fender, Yamaha, Music Man, DW, Marshall, JBL, and more. Get the gear you need today. Pay for it in 2002. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Guitar Center, the musician's choice. Do you own a PC? Have you ever dreamt of 24-bit 96K digital recording right in your home? This weekend, the complete Delta 1010 digital audio workstation is just $5.99. That's 60% off. This is just one of the amazing deals during Guitar Center's 72-hour studio super sale. We've stacked and tagged studio gear, mixers, monitors, effects, and more. All price to move. Hampler Studio S, just $1.99. ADAS from $9.99. And get no interest, no payment financing till 2002. Guitar Center's 72-hour studio super sale. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN.
Hey, teens, what are you doing this Friday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall 15 to 20-year-olds just like you.
And this isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some dork who thinks he knows what your scene is all about.
The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of other teens every Friday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville, and party with one of the coolest DJs in town with free parking and a safe environment. This is the bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town.
and now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Now, what more could you possibly ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033.
With holidays coming up, it's time for family and friends to get together. At Black Hawk Liquors, they would like to help you have the best possible holidays by giving you great deals on your favorite wines and spirits. At Black Hawk Liquor, they offer a selection of great domestic and imported wines to make any occasion great. Some of the great deals include a buy one bottle, second bottle half price deal on big names like Turning Leaf Reserve, Forest Glen, Fetzer, and Beringer Founders Estate. Don't forget to stock up on your favorite beers at Black Hawk. They have everyday low prices on beers like Heineken 12-pack bottles for $10.99, Borsteiner, St. Pauli Girl, and Grolsch 12-pack bottles $9.99. Or they offer great deals on domestic beers. Just go to this station's website and link on to Black Hawk Liquors for more details. Black Hawk Liquors is located at Egan on the corner of 35E and Disley Road. Or call 651-686-4612 for directions. Black Hawk Liquors. No sales, just great deals every day.
Oh boy, howdy. 8 long years, man. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah, might be a good time to clean out the old desk for Al or George W. or Pee Wee freaking Herman for all I care. I mean, I just want to get a nut. Hey, here's something for the Presidential Library from Sex World. It's the February issue of Cherry Poppin' Mamas. Oh boy, yeah. Hope got some videos here too from Sex World. What? Backdoor stuff. Oh, baby. Jeez, this girl reminds me of the American People when she bends over like that. Oh, here's my favorite, a strap-on vibrator. Check this out. I'll slip it over my head and do my Richard Nixon impersonation. Check this out. Hard and modern crock. The chicks dig that, gang. Oh, here we got some condoms and some lube. And, oh, man, a whole drawer full of whips and chains. I feel your pain.
This election year, cast your vote for Sex World. Because if you're going to get screwed, you may as well enjoy it. Sex World, 241 Washington Avenue North, downtown Minneapolis.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashback at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right, everybody, that is it. Dang.
Wait a minute.
9:30.
Guys, let's take a call. Come on.
No, we're done.
Dang.
It's over. We lose the satellite in
1 second. Okay,
put me through to Kimmy. Kimmy, you're 12.
Dang.
What's going on? Robin, you're 22.
Thank you, baby.
And you have a carbuncle on your what part of you?
Loving David Alan Greer.
We'll be back.
And until next time, this is Adam Crawford, Dr. Drew.
And David Alan Greer saying... Mahalo.
Just like a little plop here, a little skeet there. Skeet, 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 skeet everywhere. Everybody, skeet, skeet. That's how you do your threesomes with me.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-LOVELINE. The alternative radio revolution lives on.
Yeah, yeah.
KCNR Lakeville, KCNT Cambridge, KCNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classic Zone 105 and music from Lenny Kravitz. What's going on? It's Ben back again for the overnight this morning. Taking down music request 989-9105. So far lined up. New order, level 42 right now. It's In Excess off of Kick on Zone 105.
your latitude with Alternative Classics, Zone 105. Zone 105 will be at the Champs Americana in Woodbury, St. Paul, Maplewood, and the Village Inn in White Bear Lake. There, you can register to win a trip for two to Mexico, courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours. Or listen to Zone 105 for full details on when to register and win. Go loco in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi Tours for the ultimate spring break vacation and Alternative Classics, Zone 105. You need a name to complain about later.
I have had enough of your poop.
You're listening to BAM on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I'm not a member of the masquerade.
Oh.
Alternative Classic, Zone 105, and music from Bob Marley and the Wailers. And Zone 105 and REI.com are giving you a chance to score a totally awesome snowboarding package. Just log on to Zone105.com and find out how you can enter to win a snowboard, boots, and bindings from Zone 105 and REI. The